I was pleased last week when a federal judge in Mississippi ruled that Woody Allen had not violated William Faulkner's copyright by quoting a Faulkner line in the movie Midnight in Paris. Pleased as well as amused, because the judge wrote in his decision that he was glad he hadn't been asked to compare Sharknado with The Sound and the Fury. Some years ago, another classic novel of that era found its way into a criminal appeals court in Texas, a place where life and death decisions are made. The results there were less entertaining, more disturbing. Julia Barton has our story.
Kathy Cochran is one of nine judges on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. But our story starts in the 1960s, when she was an army wife in Monterey, California.
We lived right above Cannery Row when we were first married, and so I reread all of Steinbeck when we lived there.
Cochran had grown up in rural California, farm country, and she loved how Steinbeck depicted the underbelly of the state.
George stood up and threw the mouse as far as he could into the darkening brush, and then he stepped to the pool and washed his hands. "You crazy fool! Don't you think I could see your feet was wet where you went across the river to get it?" He heard Lenny's whimpering cry and wheeled about, blubbering like a baby. "Jesus Christ, a big guy like you." He always has such good stories about the importance of connecting with people, realistic portrayals of human beings that were outside of, at least at that time, the general reading public.
People like Lenny Small. A big guy, strong, but mentally disabled. Lenny loves little animals, but often crushes them by accident. Of Mice and Men tells the story of Lenny and another ranch hand, George, who takes him under his wing.
Lenny's lip quivered and tears started in his eyes. "Aw, Lenny." George put his hand on Lenny's shoulder. "I ain't taken away just for meanness. That mouse ain't fresh, Lenny. And besides, you broke it petting it. You get another mouse that's fresh, and I'll let you keep it a little while." Lenny sat down on the ground and hung his head dejectedly. "I don't know where there is no other mouse. I remember a lady used to give 'em to me, every one she got, but that lady ain't here."
Oh, it's so heartbreaking.
It is. It is. I mean, Lenny's sort of the gentle giant, not realizing what he's doing, not knowing the consequences, and I think that's part of what was behind the Atkins case as well.
The Atkins case was a Supreme Court ruling from 2002 that it's unconstitutional to execute mentally retarded people. And yes, retarded is the term the court used. Many states adopted a clinical definition of retardation based on IQ, the kind of standard a social worker would use to assess somebody for disability benefits. But in Texas, the job of defining who could and couldn't be executed fell to the appeals court. Kathy Cochran was the judge who wound up writing the state's rules, and she remembered Steinbeck's Lenny.
Certainly, we can all agree that somebody like Lenny from Of Mice and Men is exactly the sort of person that people would say, Lenny should not be executed. Lenny, although he had strangled Curly's wife, clearly he was not really morally culpable.
That's because Lenny doesn't even understand that he's killed the woman.
"Don't do that! George is gonna be mad if you get."
This is from the 1992 movie starring Gary Sinise and John Malkovich.
"Don't want to hurt you, but you're gonna get me in trouble."
Cochran's ruling says that someone who is retarded could still be executed if he showed signs of moral culpability. For example, if he had the ability to plot the crime he committed.
Is this someone who's a leader or a follower? Is this someone who can lie effectively and can spin a good story and keep things straight?
I would point out that a toddler or a three-year-old is perfectly capable of stealing a cookie, breaking a flower pot, and lying about it.
That's Margaret Nygren, head of the American Association for Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. She says it's a mistake to take Steinbeck's Lenny as a baseline for what retardation means.
The character is a person who I would say on the face of it was intended to describe someone with moderate to severe intellectual disability, not someone in the mild end of the spectrum.
That's where the problems are, Nygren says. People on the mild end of the spectrum.
The social judgment may not be there. They may not quite understand that the person interrogating them is being less than truthful. They may not be able to make eye contact. They may be so agreeable and wanting to please those around them that they are unable to successfully contribute to their own defense.
Even some people who are more profoundly disabled have recently been executed in Texas.
In a case that I worked on, the court invoked under one of the factors that the client was not mentally retarded because he was married and had a child, as if human love and reproduction is something that people with mental retardation are not capable of.
Lee Kovarsky is a law professor who represents death row inmates. He's talking about a man from Beaumont, Texas, named Marvin Wilson. Wilson had an IQ of 61, putting him at the bottom 1% of human intelligence. A court-appointed doctor testified that Wilson could barely read, write, handle money. But a lower court ruled that he functioned sufficiently in his younger years to hold jobs, get a driver's license, marry, and have a child. He was executed by lethal injection last year.
And they ain't got nobody in the world to give the hoot and hell about them.
But not us. That's it, George. But not us. Tell about us now.
Of Mice and Men ends with Lenny hiding out in a grove of trees. George finds him there, ahead of the posse that's coming to hunt Lenny down.
Because I got you.
And I got you, George. That's what that gives a hoot and hell about us. George, but tell now how it's going to be.
We're going to get a little place.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get a little place, and
we're going to
have...
We have a cow, some pigs, and we're going to have maybe a chicken. Down the flat, we'll have a little field.
The reason that George shoots Lenny is because he knows if he gets caught, this is exactly what's going to happen to him.
This is John Steinbeck's son, Thomas.
He wants Lenny to die with the happiest thoughts he can. He doesn't want him terrified. He doesn't want him bullied. He doesn't want him tortured. You know, he doesn't want him frightened year after year waiting for his own execution, even if he understands what that means.
Judge Cochran says she cites literature to make the law more clear and accessible. A book like Of Mice and Men can give us empathy, but it doesn't necessarily give us the truth. John Steinbeck was a novelist, not a psychiatrist.
To judge anything based upon a piece of fiction, I think is really a stretch. And I think it would have made my father extremely angry.
Because the irony of Judge Cochran's ruling is that Steinbeck opposed the death penalty for anyone.
I remember once my father saying, if you have to take another man's blood to make your point, you haven't thought out the question very thoroughly.
For Studio 360, I'm Julia Barton.
There's a bill in the Texas Senate right now that would do away with Judge Cochran's Lenny test and adopt a more scientific standard for mental disability in deciding capital punishment cases. It's sponsored by two Democrats, but the conservative editorial page of the Dallas Morning News has also come out in favor of that bill.